Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Living Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Vision is Not Enough. It must be combined with venture. It is not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the steps. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is this one simple reason that years ago, when we talked about connecting, it was going to social events and business networking groups, interacting with people, getting to know them, passing around your business cards. Today, with the internet and access to the internet and access to social media, everything has changed. So, what we want to discuss today is how you can connect as a business using all the other options available to you. After years of hearing the term networking and even saying the word a few thousand times myself, I have really come to hate it. It just sounds so cold, sterile, not how I want to do business. Consequently, I have been thinking a lot about what I really want as an end result meeting someone at a networking event. And you know what? It's not to network with them. It's to connect with them, to really understand why someone does what they do, what their true purpose is, to see if their purpose and my mission is synergistic with mine, and if it is how we can serve each other, thereby serving our prospective communities better. When this process occurs, the deals follow. And when the deal is done between two people connecting, notice I did not say two businesses as opposed to networking. The money usually follows. But often people are scared to put themselves out there. Unfortunately, that vulnerability is perceived as arrogance or as total non-interest, or their behavior is so offensive. So, what's in it for me? Or the call letters WIIFM, that before you know it, a potential $1 million deal is out the window. So don't let this happen to you. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about is about mobile gaming. And why am I talking about mobile gaming? Because this has become the newest industry in the marketplace. And when you think about it, think about Facebook and how games on Facebook, that when people would start connecting, they would refer their friends and their connections to all of these games. So, today, the mobile gaming industry is growing, and it started out with things like Candy Crush, Pokemon Go, Angry Birds, and some others. Angry Birds has now not only become a franchise as far as playing games, but it's also become a movie. And how did it grow and get all its viral downloads? Simply by people referring friends to play games. And about a year and a half ago, I became involved with a company called Game Loop Network. And at the time, it was more of an affiliate marketing company where you made little bits of money when people bought tokens, because tokens is what is the tangible thing, that digital thing that you are buying to use to play games. And then after a year and growing it as far as players, and some people looking at it as an option for a business, it had balance. But then about 2 or 3 months ago already, they changed their pay plan. And why did they change their pay plan? Because they were looking for people to come in that were interested in building it as a business from other network marketing companies. And what has happened to this company since then? The balance of players to business people is getting smaller. And the whole thing is, if you look at Pokemon Go and some of these other games, within a matter of days, they had millions of downloads of their games onto someone's Android phone or Apple iPhone that were constantly playing the game. Game Loop Network, their oldest game, their biggest game, which compares to Candy Crush or even Bejeweled, is Frozen Treat Frenzy. And do you know that in the months and all the time that that game has been out, it only has 1,000 downloads, and that's the most downloads compared to all the other games on their platform. And yet they decided to change their pay plan to make it more feasible for someone who was interested in building it as a business to come in, to make it more lucrative for them to make money. So that if you were a game ambassador marketing the games, previously all you had to do was put out $50 a month and get 250 tokens. Now, as a game ambassador, if you want to build it, it's all about how you are bringing game ambassadors in. But guess what? They're paying $124.95 a month as a game ambassador. Now, you either have to have 10 premium gamers or you have to have 3 game ambassadors, so that all you have to pay is $24.95. Well, if I'm not a good recruiter, or many of the people that I have brought in are not are interested in playing the games, and why are they going to put out $124.95? Now, $100 is for the tokens, and that gets you 500 tokens. Now, in the reward center, previously, you used to use your tokens and convert them to bids so you could bid on items. Now, it's all tied into the game. And why would I need to buy 500 tokens to play a game? So that what they're doing is shooting themselves in the foot. Because you know what? It's no different than any other games. It's not like they have come out with a unique game that's different and something that's innovative. All they're doing is following up with games that are already out there to compete against getting people to play their games. And the thing is that the people that are coming in now that are looking at it as a business, what are they doing? They have yet to download a game on their phone and play it. So how can they go talk to a gamer about playing it? And another company, United Gaming, I'm not coming out with it right. The name of the company is, and we kind of come figure this out, but it's a game. It's just one app that's out there, and it's a sports. It's United Games, and what United Games is sports games. And what you were doing with the sports games is, especially during football season, during baseball season, during hockey season, you have fans that literally will, through this app, interact with the television to watch the games, to interact, to do fantasy football or fantasy baseball, where they can play the games and figure out who's going to win. Now, and it's just at this time, until it launches in the next couple of months, it's just $29.95 to become an affiliate. And then all you have to do is buy tokens for $10 a month to play with. And that's all required from you. And yet, the United Games is having a lot more people come into it, and you earn your money just on the tokens alone. The opportunity for that company to grow and far outpace Game Loot is astronomical. And I know that someone who was my sponsor into Game Loot saying, oh, well, that game will fizzle out over time. It won't, because it's using sports that so many people buy and yet watch. Not only that, you can go into a sports bar and you can encourage, or you can talk to the owner of a sports bar about becoming an affiliate, and then having all of their players or all of their customers who play the game come in as players, so that sports bar, even when they're closed, they can be making money, because it doesn't matter where the individual is, whenever they're playing that sports game, because they downloaded it through that particular restaurant, they will be making money. And not only that, if they have customers who are in their restaurant and they are watching the game and they're interacting with it on their phone, guess what happens? They're going to purchase food, they're going to purchase drinks. That restaurant can increase its income, and not for doing anything more but becoming an affiliate and promoting the app to their customers. And, you know, you've got soccer, you've got volleyball, you've got basketball. Almost every season, you've got games that people are into. You've got the Final Four for the college, you've got the, so there's so much opportunity just to look at an app like that. That's just one app, and yet when you look at Game Loot, their Loot Hub is one app that you download, that you can go in and you can go use 10 to win, which is that you send out emails to people that you know to come and play the game, and when they register for free and purchase tokens, to play the game, and they don't have to purchase, but maybe $10 worth or $50 worth of tokens just to play the games. That's a better way to market a company than it is to look at it as to go for the high rollers and leaders and become more of a network marketing company, because then what's happening is you've got people that are coming in that they don't care about the games. They're not even going to download the games. And yet if your company is all about gaming, why are you looking at turning it around and doing something that is going to take you in a totally different direction? So let me get back to what we've been talking about. So, and the reason that I was talking about the gaming industry is because that is the biggest industry where people connect to each other, because they refer games to each other. If I'm playing a game, if I'm doing something, and how many games do you play that you can log into Facebook and then it can show you how you're doing compared to other people who are playing the game on Facebook? So, conquering the world of connecting. Recently, I was speaking at an event. I was chatting casually with my friend, mentor, colleague, Mark Ford, when all of a sudden, a woman who I had met a couple of months prior to another event sits at the table, and she said to me, "You are certainly a hard woman to get a hold of. I emailed you last week, and I have not heard back from you. Do you really think this kind of behavior is conducive to me wanting to work with you?" That was my first thought. But what I said was, "Yes, Sue, I received email on Thursday. I left for this event on Monday. I was planning on returning your email later in the week." And this is a wonderful example of why most people do not end up with business from events. They simply have not mastered the event etiquette. People assume that their highest priority is the highest priority of the person they are trying to do business with. By adopting this attitude, the only thing you will walk away with is a lot of useless business cards. Instead, put yourself out there with a mission-centric philosophy. When you live your company's mission, people will flock to you. The 7 best connecting secrets. Cultivate your relationships. You need to project an excellent image of warmth, approachability, understanding, knowledge, empathy, and an ability to engage with anyone. Be genuine. You should take an interest in everyone you meet. Remember their name and listen accurately to them to understand their needs and how you could assist each other. Building of trust is a vital part of a relationship building. Be relaxed and stay interacting. Understand that small talk is the road to big times. Being able to talk to anyone about anything is a valuable skill in its own right and essential for connecting. Being able to initiate a conversation means you are more likely to come into contact with people who may well turn out to be invaluable contacts. Small talk can be difficult at times, but by having a few key phrases up your sleeve, such as, "Where are you from? How did you get started? And do you have children?" will serve as a strong starter. Develop active listening skills. Connecting is not about selling. It's about listening to the other person and showing them you are truly interested in them. Allow others to open up and talk freely. Give you your undivided attention, even if it is only for a few moments. Take an interest in what's said and acknowledge this by nodding or agreeing. Use positive body language, such as facing them with lots of eye contact. This means you are not reading a text message or looking over the other person's shoulder to see who else is around. Be a giver. When you focus on helping others, the getting will follow. It will come in unexpected ways. Remember that no one likes a person with a taker mentality. When you are generous, people will notice and respect you, and people generally do business with people they respect, trust, and like. Do simple things like act as a host or at every event that you attend by connecting others. This can be a simple act of introducing two people to each other, or as elaborate as giving a testimonial about a person, that their services, or entire group. All of these acts allow you to focus on others while building equity amongst your peers. Don't be a Danny Downer. Put on a happy face at the door and smile. This is your time to listen and shine. People will look forward to seeing you and meeting you. If you are energetic, positive, and outgoing, again, people enjoy doing business with people that they like. Be a person that others will like. Remind yourself, if everything you are grateful for just before entering the event, do not inconvenience people with your problems. Everyone has enough of their own. Instead, strive to make him or her forget their troubles while in your presence. Don't sell. Connecting is about building relationships and people who will be happy to tell others about who you are and what you do. Word of mouth and social proof are more valuable than telling someone how great you are. At every opportunity, teach others about what to do and who you are. As a person, provide valuable, useful information. Always present a clear emphasis on your mission and purpose. Follow up with originality. Many people think that the same old email follow-up is okay. Well, it's not. After the event, send a handwritten thank you card or a poem you wrote about the person or a balloon banquet. Mention something from your discussion in the communication. If you have truly made the connection, your follow-up becomes easy and effortless. By having a game plan, connecting with others becomes sterile. Business looking for sales. Events can be the best way to explode your business, but only if you are someone others want to do business with. And the main point of what we have been talking about is one thing. It's about building relationships. If you know how to build a relationship, you are more likely to create more opportunities for yourself in the future. And what I would like to remind you is that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And if you want to learn more about the gaming industry and how you can become a part of it as an opportunity to earn an income, you can go to my blog, and that blog is playinggamesforlife.wordpress.com. Or excuse me, the name of that is playingmobilegames.wordpress.com, and you can read about what the opportunity is in the industry today when it comes to playing games and how you can utilize that to increase your opportunities to take a part of the industry that is growing and the next big industry for income in the future. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to my show today.